I think it really is only a step in the process. It's a start of the HSE admitting to mistakes that have been made, and they need to continue on this road as well. And I will be pushing to make sure that this is brought to a conclusion, where the entire report is published and action is taken to ensure that this can't happen again as well.
And indeed, the families of the victims have been kept in the dark so much about this. So hopefully, this will shed some light on this, and hopefully, in the end, bring some justice for them.
Yeah, and I think it's a very difficult time for the families to have this report and for it to come to them, and for them to finally see maybe what had happened to their loved ones and get the full story. And the HSE will have to be conscious and work with them as well in the future, and work with them properly to ensure that they can get the full understanding of what happened to their loved ones. And I think from talking to the families as well, what they are concerned about as well is that this won't happen again, which is critical. And I think that's very true, and that has to be the outcome of this, that this won't happen again to any other set of families.